Legal experts are renewing their calls for radical change in Australia's juvenile justice system in response to the latest violence at a New South Wales youth detention centre. Overnight, a group of inmates broke into a garden shed at the prison north of Sydney and allegedly attacked fellow teenagers with makeshift weapons, injuring seven of them. The Prison Officers Union is calling for a judicial inquiry, saying staff are at risk, but advocates say it's a result of vulnerable young people being ignored. Gavin Coote has our report.
The inmates at the Frank Baxter Juvenile Justice Centre at Karyong on the New South Wales Central Coast allegedly broke into a garden shed and armed themselves with tools including shovels. In the chaos, seven teenagers were injured, some seriously. Police have now taken control of the centre and say the incident was unique because the inmates were able to isolate themselves in a building after the assault. It's the latest outbreak of violence in a system that some describe as troubled. Gino Di Candillo used to work at Frank Baxter. He's now the local organiser with the Public Service Association, the union which represents prison officers.
Look, it depends on the day. You have some runs there where they behave themselves for quite a while and confinement's very minimal. Other times, like these times, you have half a dozen kids going off all the time every day. Currently just, they're assaulting staff just about on a daily basis.
Just last month, prison staff walked off the job following another violent attack there and demanded therapeutic units across New South Wales juvenile prisons, which would help them better manage high-risk offenders. Gino Di Candillo says the volatility of the inmates is putting staff in highly unsafe situations.
There's no consequences for their action, or there's very minimal consequences for their action. It's very welfare orientated scenario. The department doesn't like confining them. Like, the only tool staff have to really manage those kids is confinement. Up to 24 hours for an 18-year-old, and under 16 is up to 12 hours.
But not everyone agrees with the idea that the youth prison system needs to be tougher. Dr. Holly Dole McAway is a children's rights lawyer and has previously worked with the United Nations on human rights. She says it's poor conditions that provoke prison riots.
Now, it'd be really interesting to talk with the young people and actually hear what are their demands, what has sparked this. Because from our learning, hopefully it is learning in the Northern Territory, is that there have been many uprisings at Don Dale Detention Centre. And in each case, those uprisings, the young people were saying, conditions here are appalling. We are held in isolation for very long periods of time.
Other experts describe juvenile inmates as having complex needs, and staff need specific skills and temperaments to deal with them. Eileen Baldry is a professor of criminology at the University of New South Wales and says incidents across similar prisons in Victoria, Queensland and Northern Territory show the system needs reform.
This is, without question, the most needy children tend to be caught up in the criminal justice system. It's as if there is a sink hole that pulls children who have significant disadvantage across their lives into being managed by the police.
She says incidents like today's in New South Wales will continue to happen unless there's a complete rethink on how teenagers are managed when they get into trouble.
What I think would make the difference is that the children in Karyong should be treated in the same way that other young people who have come from wealthier, more affluent places are treated. That is, they are given care, support and help.
New South Wales isn't the only state with problems in its juvenile justice system. The handling of the violent riots at the Don Dale Detention Centre in Darwin prompted a royal commission. And in recent years, Victoria's youth prisons have also been plagued by violence. Gareth Ward is the minister in charge of juvenile justice in New South Wales. He says the immediate priority is to resolve the situation. But Ruth Barson from the Human Rights Law Centre says governments need to address the underlying issues that are sparking these uprisings.
We know that cruel practices like solitary confinement and routine strip searches are widespread across youth detention facilities in New South Wales. Now, the worst thing the New South Wales government could do in response to this is to have a knee-jerk and a punitive response.
The Public Service Association is calling for a judicial review of the latest incident at Frank Baxter. Gino Di Candillo says juvenile justice officers are fearful that unless something is done, the situation will get worse and the system will spiral out of control.
Staff are at wit's end. I mean, that staff are just, they're frustrated, I suppose, because they don't have the confidence in dealing with the kids according to the department's way of dealing with them.
That's union organiser and former prison guard Gino Di Candillo, ending that report by Gavin Coote.